Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
It's the most wonderful time of the year because it's time to check in with the Takeaway's favorite movie critic duo.
I'm Kristen Meinzer.
And I'm Rafer Guzman.
And together we host Movie Therapy with Rafer and Kristen.
They're sharing their movie prescriptions fit for the holiday season because there's nothing better than curling up with some cocoa or a hot toddy and finding that perfect movie to watch.
All right, so for both of you, I'm curious, are you big on holiday movie watching?
I usually try to watch about 60 holiday movies in 60 days in the lead up to Christmas all the way through early January. I see them in the theater. I watch made-for-TV movies. I watch classics. I don't discriminate. I'll watch everything from, you know, the latest on Hallmark to, for example, this year, the very exciting and very violent action movie, Violent Night. I will watch it all and I will love it all and I will stand up and cheer and I will feel the holiday magic.
Oh, I love it. How about you, Rafer? Are you with us on this?
You know, for some strange reason, I'm not a big Christmas movie fan, but my Christmas spirit comes from music. And I have a playlist of probably a few thousand songs. And they're all very obscure. You can't find them on streaming services. And so I compile them all on an old iPod and I plug it into my stereo and I drive my family insane with all these bizarre Christmas songs that I play every year. So that's my Christmas ritual.
I love that, like, your Christmas gift to others is something that they hate.
That's
the spirit of giving there. Kristen, I want to get right into your movie prescriptions, and you have one from this year. You say that this is the best Hallmark holiday movie. Let's take a listen.
Who are you?
Jason. Well, your family's neighbor.
Jason's great with kids.
I just need someone to help me until I get the hang of things.
Oh my gosh, this is The Holiday Sitter. It just came out on December 11th, and it is Hallmark's first official gay Christmas rom-com. It stars Hallmark holiday star Jonathan Bennett, who many of us know best as Lindsay Lohan's crush in Mean Girls. And in The Holiday Sitter, he plays a child-free, commitment-full, big city New York single who gets cornered into babysitting his sister's kids in the suburbs during the holidays. Along the way, he enlists the help of one of his sister's neighbors, a very handsome handyman who happens to be great with kids, played by George Crissa. And of course, the two hit it off. But can they overcome their differences? Will Christmas magic prevail? I'm not going to tell you. You have to watch to find out. It is a delight.
It's a Hallmark movie. Is Christmas magic going to prevail? Come on.
No spoilers here, but yes, it will.
And Rafer, you also have a prescription for this season, a kind of best movie version of an ugly Christmas sweater. What does that mean?
Well, I call this an ugly Christmas sweater. I'll explain in a minute. This is a Netflix movie. We have a Lindsay Lohan connection here, too. This actually is the comeback of Lindsay Lohan. It's called Falling for Christmas, and it is her first major movie role in nearly a decade. And she plays Sierra Belmont. It's a thinly disguised version of Paris Hilton, if you ask me. She's a rich, spoiled hotel heiress who's never worked a day in her life. One day, Sierra goes up to a mountaintop with her boyfriend, Tad, who surprises her with a proposal, just like Paris Hilton's fiance did, as you may recall. But in this case, Sierra accidentally falls off the mountaintop, bumps her head, and develops amnesia. Oh, no.
Sheriff, could you please tell her to let me out of here?
First, we need to figure out who you are.
What do you mean, who I am? My name is...
So what are we supposed to do with her?
I have a place.
Does it have room service?
And she wakes up in the arms of a handsome, conveniently widowed guy named Jake, played by Cord Overstreet. And of course, now rich Sierra will have to be put to work in Jake's humble ski lodge. Now, okay, here is why I call this an ugly sweater movie, because I personally found it eye-watering. I could barely look at this film while it was playing on my television screen.
What, Rafer? I loved it.
Oh, I knew you'd love it. I knew you'd love it, Kristen. I gave this one of my rare zero-star reviews. However, the movie was a hit for Netflix. It was their number one movie briefly in November. And you can find some pretty positive reviews out there. And I will say, Lindsay Lohan is actually not bad in it. You can see a little glimmer of the old magic there. So I would say some people found this ugly sweater of a movie to be kind of charming and endearing. I wouldn't be caught dead wearing it, but you know, some things are a matter of taste. If you're a Lindsay Lohan fan, check out Falling for Christmas.
I would wear that sweater year-round, Rafer.
Yeah, I mean, Amnesia, Lindsay Lohan, Christmas.
Yeah, it's a little bit like, you know, It's a Wonderful Overboard is kind of how I would put this movie.
All right, so Rafer, by giving us that It's a Wonderful, you're going to let us go back in time a little bit. You've given us some of what's happening now. Kristen, tell me, what is your prescription for a classic holiday movie?
Oh, this is really tough because there are so many great classics out there, obviously. But I'm guessing most of the listeners have already seen those classics. It's a Wonderful Life, for example, my favorite. Christmas in Connecticut, Miracle on 34th Street, White Christmas. Most of us have seen those classics. So I'm going to suggest a modern classic, which is a remake of an old classic from the olden days. It's Last Holiday, starring Queen Latifah from 2006. And I think this movie is a classic. And 100 years from now, people are still going to watch this movie.
Now, that all sounds so good. Will he have the same specials tomorrow night?
No. Chef Didier never creates the same menu twice.
Well, I guess I better try them all tonight then.
That is Queen Latifah playing Georgia, who is a shy woman who gets a sadly terminal diagnosis right around the holidays. And she decides, I'm not going to live a quiet, shy life anymore. I am going to live my dreams. I'm going to go to Central Europe. I'm going to meet the chef who I idolize. I'm going to go skiing. I'm going to do daring things like cliff diving. I'm going to go to a casino and I'm going to bet on red. I'm going to do it all during my last holiday. And the movie is just such a delight because Queen Latifah sparkles through the entire thing. And it's a great movie, not just for the holiday spirit, but because it's such a great reminder that life is better when we let go of what people think of us, which she used to worry a lot about, and when we step out of our comfort zone and chase our dreams. And this movie always fills me with so much joy, not just holiday joy, but joy all around.
All right, don't go anywhere. We've got more movie prescriptions for the holiday season when we return. It's The Takeaway.
Each election season, political memoirs abound, doorstops that sometimes divulge more than intended.
No matter how diligently they present themselves in the most electable light, they always reveal themselves, their insecurities, their fears, their ambitions.
How to read a Politico on this week's On the Media from WNYC. Find On the Media wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Takeaway. I'm Melissa Harris, Mary, and we've been sharing some holiday cheer with a healthy dose of holiday movie prescriptions from Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer. Rafer, do you have a classic holiday movie prescription?
I do, and mine is also sort of a modern classic. I know it's a little bit of an obvious choice, but I never get tired of Elf with Will Ferrell. I just love that movie, and I do think that movie has become like a real bona fide classic right up there with, let's say, A Christmas Story, or even an older movie like Kristen was saying, something like Miracle on 34th Street. I think Elf is right up there. You know, the casting of Will Ferrell as an overgrown Santa's helper named Buddy is just genius casting. You throw him into modern day New York, you've got material for endless jokes, great support cast. Ed Asner is Santa Claus, Bob Newhart is the narrator. I love Zoe Deschanel as Buddy's crush. Of course, she works as an elf at a department store. I just think it's very charming. It's filled with some great lines. Here's a little bit of Elf.
Why are you smiling like that?
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Make work your favorite. That's your favorite, okay?
Okay.
Work is your new favorite.
Fine.
It's time for the announcement.
Okay.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Santa here? I know him.
I know him.
That's one of my favorite lines of that movie. I know him. God, it's just, there's so many. This is Buddy. What's your favorite color? It's just endless, endless parade of lines. And of course, I got to mention one of the reasons I'm choosing Elf is because it also stars James Caan, who died this year at 82. And it's just great to see James Caan in this movie. He's such a great, tough guy. You know, here's the guy that we all know as Sonny Corleone. So you've got Sonny Corleone fighting off this giant hairy elf all through the movie. And it's just great.
It is kind of perfect. I mean, it just does every single thing that you need a holiday movie to do. And Kristen, I will say, though, like Elf, on the one hand, is a perfect holiday movie. It's also very holiday. It's very kind of sweet. I mean, literally syrup on, you know, spaghetti kind of sweet. for those who may not want all the holiday cheer packed into a single movie, Kristen, what's your prescription for a non-holiday holiday movie?
Oh, well, one of my absolute favorites is from 2002. It is Catch Me If You Can, Steven Spielberg's chase movie, which is the mostly true story of Frank Abagnale Jr., played by Leonardo DiCaprio, who, after running away from his family, successfully impersonates a pilot, a doctor, and a lawyer all before the age of 20. And the fictional FBI agent Carl, who's been chasing him all through this adventure, is Tom Hanks, and playing Frank's dad is Christopher Walken. The film spans a few different years in Abagnale's young life as he moves from scheme to scheme in exciting ways that are hard not to cheer for. But beneath all of his scheming, young Frank is also struggling with the breakdown of his parents' marriage. And that struggle is punctuated by about half a dozen Christmas scenes sprinkled throughout the movie. Most people would say this is not actually a Christmas movie, but there is Christmas in it. And those are some very poignant scenes in the movie, the Christmas scenes.
Hello, Carl. Merry Christmas.
Why are you, Dr. Connors?
Carl, I haven't been Dr. Connors for months now.
Well, I'm sitting here in my office on Christmas Eve. What do you want?
I love the heart that's in this movie, and I do honestly love the Christmas scenes where you see some of the pain in Frank's heart. Mm.
Do you, Rafer, have a non-holiday flick pick?
Yeah, I picked one. It's a very, very dark comedy from 2008 called In Bruges. And it's from Martin McDonagh, the Irish playwright and screenwriter, the guy who did Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. In Bruges is the story of two hitmen who have just finished a job that went extremely wrong. And now they're hiding out in a little tourist town in Belgium called Bruges. The older hitman, Ken, is played by Brendan Gleeson. The younger one, Ray, is played by Colin Farrell, two great actors. And as the two of them are sort of sitting around bored and going on sightseeing trips and trying to kill some time, this kind of father-son relationship develops. And we learn that Ray has done something unforgivable. And here's a little scene from In Bruges.
My vote would be we quietly sightsee, like he says, and await his call to see what we do next.
What are you talking about?
You don't even know we're not here on a job.
What? On a job?
Yeah.
Here in Bruges?
Yeah.
Here in Bruges? On a job?
Yeah.
So I picked this movie for a couple of reasons. One is because people probably don't remember that it actually does take place during Christmas time. Granted, when you're watching the movie, you'll have to squint pretty hard to see the holiday lights in the background. You got to listen very closely for one person to mention that it's Christmas, but it counts. So I call this a non-holiday holiday movie. And the other reason I mentioned this, of course, is because Gleeson and Farrell and Martin McDonagh are all back together again for The Banshees of Inisherin, which is in theaters and doing very well right now. It just got nominated for 8 Golden Globes. So if you want to see where that movie kind of began, you go to In Bruges. By the way, don't show this to your kids. It's not a family-friendly Christmas movie by any means.
All right. I have a question for both of you. Does Die Hard count as a Christmas movie?
Oh, yeah. The perennial question. I think it does. I think it totally does. I was just emailing with someone who out of nowhere mentioned Die Hard and insisted that it was not a Christmas movie. People get very, very angry about this debate. They get very, they're very invested in it. But I think it's a Christmas movie as well. Ho, ho, ho.
I absolutely do too. Yes. And just a shout out to Reginald Vell Johnson, who stars as Sergeant L. Powell in Die Hard. He also is in a great Christmas movie called The Mistletoes opposite Tori Spelling and Tia Mowry. So, you know, he's everywhere. Reginald Vell Johnson, always a Christmas king in my heart.
That sounds good. That one sounds good.
Kristen, tell me just a little bit more about The Mistletoes.
Oh, I'm so glad I get a chance to talk about it because it's one of my favorite movies. It stars Tia Mowry as Holly, who auditions for the newly vacated spot in a local Christmas group founded by her late mother. But when the villainous group's leader, Marcy, played by Tori Spelling, ices her out, Holly sets out to create her own musical group, The Mistletoes, with, of course, the love and support of her dad, Reginald Vell Johnson, who I just mentioned. The movie is hilarious. It's catty. It's mean. It's funny. And it's got lots of great a cappella singing. I love this movie.
This is the perfect place to rehearse. It is totally soundproof.
Let's start with something simple.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree.
I cannot think of any better way to wrap this moment.
Please check out this movie. It will fill you with holiday cheer, I promise.
I did start maybe dancing a little bit in studio here. Kristen Meinzer is culture critic and host of the podcast By the Book. And Rafer Guzman is film critic for Newsday. And they're both hosts of the podcast Movie Therapy. Thank you both for being here. Happy holidays. And thanks for sharing your holiday movie prescriptions.
Thank you so much. And happy holidays to you.
Thanks, Melissa. Happy holidays.